Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution. And today, I'm going to do a quick review of Burger BRF 400 Plus. It's interesting that this is also a motion picture film stock that's being re-spooled for 35mm still use. It's a classic black and white film. It's based on Kodak's Super Double X emulsion. Absolutely beautiful, and is currently only available in 35mm. Burger, just as for a point of clarification here, I've had a casual working relationship with for the better part of probably at least a decade, if not a decade and a half. However, it's important to note that I have no financial compensation or stake in the company, and the 150 plus rolls of film that I have shot, I have purchased myself. So this is a totally independent review of my own opinions. So anyways, getting back now to the nitty gritty. When you buy the film, and the only place that I think I found it right now is at B&H in New York. Once again, I have no relationship with B&H. It's about the same price point as Tri-X, yet it's not Tri-X. It's like a classic black and white film. Think Tri-X in the 70s. It's different looking. It doesn't have that modern emulsion look. And if you're unsure of what I'm talking about, buy a couple rolls and compare it to a modern emulsion, and you'll see a difference. It's really beautiful, and it's really classic. With each canister of film comes a small piece of paper on the inside that gives suggested developer and processing times for a wide variety of different developers. I tested a lot of these times and found them to be a really reasonable starting point in terms of exploring the film. So right out the door, you've got a formula to be able to make successful images with the film. Now, one of the things that I like about this film is how low the contrast is. It is an extremely low contrast film. I mean, it's probably the lowest black and white contrast film I have ever found. It's substantially lower contrast than Tri-X or HP5, and low contrast films are near and dear to my heart because they're a whole lot easier to scan and maintain really great detail in the highlights and the shadows. So after experimenting with a wide variety of different developers, I came up with sort of an unorthodox developer method that I'm going to share with you today. That I found produced just amazing results of this film, and also gave me the ability to push this film to extremely high exposure indexes. So the developer that I chose to work with is Rodinal. I'm currently using the Adox version of Rodinal that's released. I bought it from Freestyle. Once again, I have no relationship with Freestyle. And if you're interested in stand development, I've written quite a few articles here on Fidget Revolution. You can just go to the search box and search for stand development. You'll get lots of information. However, with this particular film, I'm doing it slightly different. Anybody who's ever done stand development, there's sort of a general rule of thumb. Diluting the developer 1 to 100 for 1 hour, or 1 to 200 for 2 hours. I found that 1 to 100 was a reasonable starting point for 1 or 2 hours. And the way that I used the 1 to 100 was I would put the developer in, mix it 1 to 100 for 68 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit, and then agitate for the first 30 seconds, and then let the film rest for 30 minutes. At the end of that 30 minutes, I pick the canister up, and I swish it much like I would a great glass of wine. You know, pretend like you're swishing a glass of Bordeaux, and you're sort of swirling the wine. You don't want to be too vigorous with the swirl, but you want to do it for about 10 seconds, and then put it back down and let it rest for another 30 minutes. And you do that combination back and forth like that for either the 1 hour time or for the 2 hour time. Now, in doing that, what you'll find is that you get an exposure index, a usable exposure index of the film, anywhere from about 400 out to about 1600 with this technique, 1250, 1600. So this is a really great, you know, you want to work 400, 800, 1000 solution with this film. And I was really happy with the results. The grain looks great. The contrast is phenomenal. The scans are really easy. They're very low contrast, though. That's important to understand. People that have worked with Diafine developer will understand what I mean by low contrast negatives. And they require you in Photoshop to add a little bit of an S-curve to, and if you search S-curve, I wrote an article on that here once on Fidget Revolution as well, to sort of bring up the contrast, to give the shadows more punch and the highlights more pop. Very simple, very easy to do. So that was a great solution. But then what I found is I was kind of curious to see just how, you know, high of an exposure index could I get off this film? You know, how far could I push it? And so with a little bit of experimenting, I found that I could do a dilution instead of 1 to 100. I could do a stand development at 1 to 50, which is a very concentrated stand development at 1 to 50 for 2 hours, and have an absolutely beautiful negative with, in most cases, a usable exposure index out to 8,000 and even 10,000. In one or two cases, I even managed to squeak out 25,000. Unbelievable that I was able to get that much out of a 400 speed film. You know, one of the big saving graces, again, is that it's a classic emulsion film and it's extremely low contrast. So at 1 to 50, I use the same technique. I mix a developer up 1 to 50, 68 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and I agitate for the first 30 seconds. After that, I let it sit for 30 minutes, and then I pick it up and I swirl the canister the same way I would a great glass of Bordeaux for 10 seconds, but very gently, and then I set it back down. And I continue doing that out to 2 hours. Whenever I do the 1 to 50, I always do it for 2 hours with this technique. So you would do 30 seconds, sit for 30 minutes, swirl. Sit for 30 minutes, swirl. Sit for 30 minutes, swirl. And then the last 30 minutes it would sit, and then you would just dump it, and then you would just follow, you know, with your stop, your fix, and your clear, and then wash it. Using this technique, it is very possible with 1 to 50 for 2 hours at 68 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit to get this film usable from, I would say, 1600 out to 6400 with no problem. Absolutely no problem. 1600 to 6400, no problem. Easy, easy, easy. 10,000, definitely usable. Definitely usable. I'm thinking like nightclub photography and stuff like that. In a pinch, it's doable. You know, anything beyond that, you know, you're sort of, it's the Hail Mary pass of film developing, but from time to time you can get lucky. Now, using this technique of the 1 to 50, I tried it with other films and had horrendous results. The contrast was way too high. And that's one of the advantages of this film. It's so low in contrast that it could handle this 1 to 50 stand development and still look beautiful and still have beautiful sharp grain. And beautiful highlight and beautiful shadow separation. I also tried 1 to 25, and that wasn't so good. That was just too hot. So 1 to 50 is sort of my, I want to work with high speed. So let me completely recap here, just so you fully understand this. If you want to rate the Burger BRF 400 Plus from 400 to, say, 1600, I would suggest doing a Rodinal 1 to 100 stand where you do 30 seconds at 68 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit, where you do 30 seconds initial agitation, followed by 30 minutes of rest, 10 seconds of swishing gently the canister like you would a glass of wine, followed by rest, by swishing, by rest, and then by dumping for out to 2 hours. It's an absolutely beautiful negative for an exposure index of 400 to, say, 1600. If you need more speed than 1600, I would use a 1 to 50 stand development, and I would do it once again for 2 hours using the same technique that I just outlined. That will give you a usable exposure index from 1600 to 6400 solid. 8,000, 10,000, usable. 25,000, you know, maybe. It depends on the lighting situation that you shot it in. So in terms of scanning, once again, it's an extremely low contrast film because it is based on a motion picture. It is a motion picture film stock. And as a result, you know, you will have to add an S-curve in Photoshop. The 1 to 50 does have a fair amount of base fog, but not as much as you would think. It's actually still very easy to scan and to get a great negative. Now, if you notice on 35 millimeter any sort of sprocket surge marks, it means you're being too aggressive. When I do the first initial 30-second agitation, I do two inversions every 10 seconds. So I'm fairly gentle on the inversions. And once again, when you're swishing that film every 30 minutes, you sort of, you don't want to be real crazy, but you also don't want to be too slow. You want to move the solution, but not really radically move the solution. I think this is a wonderful new film. I'm really hoping that Berger at some point will come out with this emulsion in 120 or even sheet film, because it's absolutely fantastic. It's very user-friendly, and it really does have this classic, beautiful tonality, something which I think, unfortunately, is sorely missing from a lot of modern emulsions. So take a look. Take a look at the sample image I've provided, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Have a great day.